Good morning. Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Thursday Morning Roundtable. My name is Sandra Barrett, and on behalf of University College of Syracuse University, I'm happy to welcome you all here today, the first Thursday in December, the third to the last of our programs for this year. We have two more programs this month before we take a six-week break, so especially glad to see you here. Hope you all had a lovely Thanksgiving. I wanted to, before we get started, I just wanted to point out to you that we have a new Thursday Morning Roundtable brochure. I have copies at the sign-in table, and it's also attached to the TMR website, which is on the University College website. And this is just to explain to people what TMR is, and also it's our membership recruitment. And as always, we're looking for new members. I would say, you know, we're looking for new mid-career members, people who are very up-and-coming in their careers and also active in the community and the, as we say, very civically engaged and bring a diversity of viewpoint and an interest in all different kinds of topics because, as you know, we're always talking about something different here at TMR. This morning, we're going to be talking about entrepreneurship and the Southside Innovation Center. You'll remember that a few years back when the SSIC first opened, we actually did a program there, those of you who were with us then. Although at that time, Bob Herz was not the director, and I don't even think he was a TMR member, but he is now, and we're very happy about that. Bob is the director of the Southside Innovation Center, but he has a long history in New York State, both in the public and private sectors, but we remember also especially his work in the public sector. He was legislative director for Senator Martin Golden when Senator Golden came to TMR a couple times to talk about different issues, aging and other issues. He also worked for a number of years for Senator Tarki Lombardi, and he's been a consultant and done a lot of work, and now he's doing a great job as the director of SSIC, and he's going to introduce the rest of the panel and get the program going. So thank you, Bob.
Well, good morning. I've got to stand up so I can see the screens because the screen has got all my information on it. So good morning to everybody. By the way, we're running this whole thing off an Apple iPad version 2. Good. So all we have to do is swipe as we go. I'm becoming an Apple fan, except for when I'm not. So look, I'm director of the SSIC. What you're meeting here this morning is the staff and the program managers for SSIC, Joanne Lenweaver, Al Java, Margaret Butler, and then three of our great entrepreneurs. I'm going to let them introduce themselves when we get to that part of the program. This is very exciting for us. We love being able to talk about SSIC. When I interviewed for the job, I've been there, I came a year ago, January, people said, you know, I said, well, talk to me about SSIC. Well, they said, you know, it's one of the great secrets of Syracuse. Almost nobody knows about us or knows what we do. Some people do, but not very many. I said, okay, so our challenge is to try to raise the profile and get people to know what we're doing. We spent a year doing that, and I'm delighted to tell you that earlier this year at the NBIA National Business Incubator Association Conference, 1,900 members, 66 countries, we came in runner-up as Incubator of the Year. Now, we didn't win number one. We lost to a group out of Kansas City. The good news on that is we went from really nowhere to somewhere, and the group that won was in our position last year. So we take that as kind of a harbinger for what's going to happen this time around. We figure that we are already the best in the country. We just have to get everybody else to know it. And so that's part of our work here. Let me talk a little bit this morning. We're going to take about 35 minutes altogether and then plenty of time for questions, I hope. We'll talk about SSIC. I'm going to give you a bunch of boring statistics. I apologize for that in advance, but we're going to do it anyway. I'm going to give you a virtual tour of the SSIC, and then we're going to talk about our programs. SSIC really is a manufacturer for entrepreneurs. We help to create entrepreneurs. We have a longer timeline than almost anybody else. It's 3 years to come into our group, mature, develop, and move on. We offer over 100 hours of classroom training at our SSIC Academy. We've got extraordinary programs down there, and I'll go through some of that now. If we could start, for those of you who don't know where we are, location is first. So we are on the south side, right across from Duncan Bright, and Jim Bright will never forgive me if I don't also say the largest central New York furniture guy. We're right across the parking lot And that's us. That's our front door. So welcome to us. Here's some statistics about SSIC. We are an incubator. We're 13,000 square feet. We have 27 tenants, 300 clients, about 1,000 people, roughly, 1,000 to 1,500 people engage with us every year in roundtables or classes or other things. We are also a service provider. We provide high-level integrated hands-on counseling services with professional business advisors. We have, I think, one of the very few academic courses in the state for business consulting and business advisors. You perhaps know this or maybe you don't. The requirement for being a business consultant or a business advisor in New York State is exactly the same as for being a fortune teller in New York State, which to say there is none. You can have an 800 number and you're all set. We are also a special provider. We're one of the very few programs that target everyone with special programs for groups that are pretty often marginalized. And what we do is inclusive entrepreneurship. Our view is that everybody can be an entrepreneur. And we treat you that way when you come in the door. So we are among the 11% nationally of incubators that do programs for women, the 10% for low-income folks, 10% for minorities, and for people with disabilities. And this is really a special focus of ours. And El Java will be talking to this in a little bit. There's almost no reliable statistics. That's not to say that there's no programs, but there's so few that there's no statistical stuff out there that we can see on it. Finally, we're an educator. The SSIC Academy has got 180 hours of classroom training, and we are the community classroom for Whitman students. I'll be talking about our relationship to Syracuse University in a minute. Here's our tour. So first comes the kitchen. Kaboom. Now here, we help to commercialize recipes. If you come to us with an idea for a recipe, and look, everybody's had the experience of sitting in somebody's kitchen and saying, Mrs. Jones or Mr. Jones, you know, this is just the best cookie or the best spaghetti sauce ever. You really should take that to market. This is where that happens. We had one person come. We have confidentiality requirements for our place, so I can't tell you the name of the person, but they tried for 10 years to commercialize their recipe. Our kitchen folks did it in 12 hours. Now, it wasn't 12 continuous hours, but it was 12 hours. So pretty amazing, and I think that person is probably sitting on top of a $1 million company now. We have a general assembly area. This is the middle part of our area. We're really inefficient as all hell in terms of how we're structured, but it really works well for us. We've had gigantic conferences there. We've had all kinds of folks come. Wegmans has come. Solve Bank has come. We've had procurement conferences with 50 or 100 subcontractors coming down to find out about contract things. So we're very flexible in terms of what we're able to do there. Continuing on with the tour, here's the administrative offices. You'll notice they're all glass-fronted. Our notion is that you can't hide from entrepreneurship. Here's the hallway. This is wonderful. When I came, the hallway was just as boring could be. It looked like any hallway in any place, anywhere. Now, SSIC started life as a movie theater. We were the old Brighton Theater. Then it became a bowling alley, and then a warehouse, and then the back end for Duncan Bright, and then some offices for Duncan Bright. And I said, can't we do something that's a little more interesting? I mean, look at our history and what we've got. I can't take any credit for this. Everybody else came up with these ideas, but we have a really funky calendar. You can almost see over on the side, we started to celebrate our entrepreneurs with kind of big pictures of things. We have other kinds of billboards and other stuff that we're able to put up along there. Here's our classroom. I talked about all the hours of classroom training that we do at SSIC Academy. We can accommodate 30 people. We typically run classes 3 nights a week. There, right now, we're in the middle of a very intense course called Next Level, which is 16 sessions. That's 16 weeks, 3 hours per session, plus homework. And so that one's going on now. And finally, this is one of our conference rooms. You'll notice that the conference room table is all sort of separated. That, again, creates for more flexible space for what we have there. Here's a typical office, 10 by 10 office. We have 10 by 10, 10 by 20, 10 by 30 offices. Our base office starts at $126.75 per month, and that's the space, the furniture, internet access, telephone, and computer. Not too bad. And you notice sitting over there is one of our entrepreneurs, Tyson Kelly, who was good enough to pose for one of our pictures. Thank you, Tyson. Just events. We try to do events every 3 months or so at SSIC. We've done holiday expos. We've done business-to-business events. We do procurement events. We've done bake-offs. If you can come up with it, we've probably done it sooner or later down there. Now, in context, who are we? We are, We are among the 21% of academically sponsored incubators in the country. These are all numbers from national group. the 54% that are mixed use. We are 53% located in an urban area. We are the 12% that deal with micro entrepreneurs. That's five people or less employed and 200,000 or less in gross revenues. We're the 11% that provide programs to women. The 10% that do programming for African Americans. The 10% that provide programs targeted to the poor or the very poor. And again, on entrepreneurs with disabilities. By the way, and El Java will get into this, but just to tell you how cutting edge we are in some ways, we just entered into a contract with CBVH, that's the Commission for Blind and Visually Handicapped, to do entrepreneurship training for people who are visually impaired, that is to say blind and visually impaired people. It is really quite stunning because if you talk to almost anybody, they say, well, what can a blind person do by way of being an entrepreneur? Well, it turns out quite a bit. And it turns out they're more motivated in some ways than people who are, you know, not impaired. So it's a pretty interesting place for us to be. Footprints and statistics, we're looking backward now. So we deal with 27 resident clients, 300 non-residents, about 1,000 others who attend courses, roundtables, and meetings. And since founding in 2006, we have engaged about 6,800 people in services. I provided 1,500 people with hands-on training, counseling, and mentoring. Assisted 876 businesses, created 131 new businesses. We've aided 300 disabled or low-income individuals, helping them register 70 companies, of which 51 are currently in operation and actually doing business. We've created 104 jobs, helped retain 123, and assisted 926 nascent entrepreneurs. These are the startup folks that are just beginning. And we've helped secure about $1.4 million in loans to be able to launch them. We have a couple of loan funds, and I must stop for a moment to praise the city and the county. They've given us some stop-loss funds. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, if you've tried to get a loan as a business, you know that companies will, that the banks will only loan if your credit score is pretty good, your cash flow is pretty good, you hit all the rest of their character and competence issues. With these stop-loss funds, we're able to actually arrange for loans for real entrepreneurs. A real entrepreneur is somebody who's thrown everything they've got into their idea. Typically, when they come to us, their credit is not great. They're maxed out on their credit cards, and they've got some issues to deal with. We're able to actually arrange loans through these funds, so this has been great. The city and the county are just really stepped up to the plate on this. Building the future, here's what we're all about. To say all those statistics you just saw differently, here we go. We provide hands-on training, counseling, and mentoring to about 1,500 existing and aspiring entrepreneurs per year, including 600 to 900 new and early-stage entrepreneurs. We incubate 27 businesses, which develop on a three-year timeline. That's the period of residency at the SSIC. We assist at least 10% of total clientele in any given year in creating a business entity, of which at least 30 to 50 begin operating within that 12-month period. In other words, they're doing transactions. They're actually doing business. We provide assistance to another 75 to 120 existing companies. We create a minimum of 50 new net jobs. Now, we are a general incubator. We're not like the Tech Garden, which focuses mostly on tech. We're doing everybody else. We're doing the small folks who are coming in to us and working our way through. Our relationship to Syracuse University, it's an interesting process. It's SU to the Whitman School, to the EEE department, to the Falcone Center, to the SSECP, to the SSIC. Did you follow all that? Okay. We are the experiential classroom for Whitman students and faculty. That is to say, they come down, they work with our entrepreneurs, they learn something, we think, more than research and more than academics. They find out what it's like to really be an entrepreneur at the granular level. We're significant in the cross-campus entrepreneurship at SU, as some of you are aware of that. We're very important in the ratings. You know, the EEE department is rated as the third best undergraduate entrepreneurship in the nation. And so we help them a lot in terms of being able to get that rating. We provide a value added in the sense that we're one of the very few major business schools that have an incubator. We're the incubator for a major business school called Whitman School of Management. And importantly, and I need to say this because I know there's been some controversy about this, but, you know, we would not exist. I think we do an awful lot of good things, but we would not exist but for the vision of the chancellor and of Dean Steth at the Whitman School. Their vision of community engagement and scholarship in action, knocking down the classroom walls to make the advantages of SU open to the community. That's us. We're one of those things that people talk about, and so we are doing that. Now, the folks who are talking today, Joanne, Len Weaver, Wise Women's Business Center, Margaret Butler, and El Java. So we'll be going through all these folks. I'm going to now sit down and shut up for a while, thankfully, right? And we'll turn over to Joanne.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning. I see a lot of familiar faces in the audience. I'm so glad to be here today. We all are. I'm lucky enough to be the director of the WISE Women's Business Center. And when I say WISE, I mean the WISE Women's Business Center is Women Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship. That's what it stands for. And talk about passion. That's what I do every day. I speak with people, men and women, and talk about their passion, their desire to have control of their destiny as far as their economy, as far as their career, as far as their life. Every day we basically have people come through our door. I am a federal program sponsored by the Small Business Administration and cost matched, as Bob said, by the Whitman School of Management. What we do is we take in more than 275 people every year with one-on-one counseling, 1,000 people every year with training and workshops and mentorship programs. But who are the people that come in this door? What are they like? Well, first of all, it may be a woman who decided at a cup of coffee one day that she decided that she wanted to own the diner that she was sitting in. She didn't think that the people that were running it were doing a good job. And so 2 years later, she now owns that building. And she runs the diner. She has created an atmosphere where if you walk in, she knows that you are 2 scrambled eggs, you know, coffee, whole wheat toast, and a side of bacon. That's what Kiana Seymour is all about at QD's Diner. How about a woman who, since she was 6 years old, knew that she wanted to be, that she loved cars, automobiles, and now she owns, for 9 years, has owned an auto body shop. She's the only woman-owned auto body shop. How about a woman who is the largest, she's a multi-million dollar corporation for heating and plumbing and is one of the only women in New York State that is qualified for government procurement. And then a woman that I spoke with not long ago, and she said this to me. 2 days after my high school graduation, I found out I was going to have a baby. My mother was clear. I needed to concentrate on being a mom, not have a career. Now my children are grown, and I feel like this is my time. I've been waiting so long, and I hope you can help me. So I think anyone in this audience who is looking at entrepreneurship as an alternative can relate to that kind of a message that says, I'm free to choose. And that's what the Southside Innovation Center is all about, guiding people through that choice, as well as the WISE Women's Business Center. Bob was so kind to give us some statistics regarding, let's say, the SSIC locally, but let's talk about some national statistics regarding women. Let's talk about women inventors. You know, women in the U.S., about 20% of all inventors are currently female, and that number should quickly rise to 50% over the next generation. As far as women-owned businesses, 10.1 million firms are owned by women, 50% or more, employing more than 13 million people and generating $1.9 trillion in sales as of 2008. How about women business owners by diversity and color? 1.9 million firms are majority owned, 51% or more ownership. in the U.S., and these firms employ 1.2 million people and generate $165 billion in revenues annually. Between 2002 and 2008, these firms grew faster than all privately held firms. So that's really a great indicator of where we are as far as women, as far as the desire that they have to make a difference in their lives. Now, I've made it clear that this is a federal program, and your kind contributions through your taxes every year have made this possible. But so it is a women's business center. We concentrate on women-centric programming, but men are also welcome at that door. And we make sure that all of the people that come in are more or less filtered through the WISE door and then are pushed through other opportunities, let's say, regarding their separate needs. And most likely the best way to do this is to say that the next person that's going to speak with you is El Java, who has a very specialized way of taking care of these entrepreneurs as they walk through this door. So I'll introduce El Java.
Thanks, Joanne. My name is El Java Abdul Kabir, and I'm the director of the SBA Prime program and Startup New York. Startup New York is the program for individuals who have disabilities who want to explore entrepreneurship. And SBA Prime is for individuals who are considered low income who want to start their own business. Where we started was, back in about 06, the federal government, the Office of Disability and Employment Policy, wanted to take a look at how individuals who have disabilities were being addressed around issues of self-employment, around issues of productivity and self-determination and those types of things. And it's an interesting thing that they found out. They found out that just like everyone else, individuals who have disabilities have goals and desires as well. Just like anybody else who wants to, like anybody else may want to start a business. Why wouldn't individuals who have disabilities want to start a business or explore entrepreneurship? So the ODEP provided funds for individuals, for the entire country basically to provide some kind of program to address this need. And three entities across the country were awarded funds to provide to provide the service. The state of Alaska, the state of Florida, and Onondaga County. All right. What Alaska and Florida said, entities in these states was, hey, anybody in my state, can apply to our program, and we're gonna help 20 people. We're gonna help 20 people in our state to explore entrepreneurship. Both Alaska and Florida said, had provided those kinds of programs and were awarded those funds. What Onondaga County did through the Burton Blatt Institute at Syracuse University, in collaboration with the Whitney School of Management here, they said, look, anybody who wants to explore entrepreneurship, we're going to help you to explore it as an option. That doesn't mean that you're going to start a business, but you're going to at least explore it and see whether or not this is the right thing for you. And so the only requirements are you need to live in Onondaga County, you need to have a passion you need to have a disability, and you need to have a passion to be an entrepreneur. And so we needed to create a program. So the whole first year of our program was really just stakeholder building and program building, and we took a lot of the experience that Whitman School of Management had in consulting entrepreneurs, and married that with the experience that Burton Blatt Institute had with dealing with individuals who had disabilities around customized employment and those types of things. And we found that there's a way where we could there's a lot of ways that we can provide these things in conjunction. So we created this thing called Discovery. And the discovery process helps individuals to explore their strengths, their weaknesses, their skills, the supports they need. They really, it really is an intentional way of having this person figure out, well, what passions did I have in my life, and what experiences did I have in my life that may be entrepreneurial, that I might be able to exploit as an entrepreneur. And we started to notice this process was effective with the individuals that we serviced. Being located at the SSIC was great because they also, as we identified the foundation that these individuals had and the supports they had, their social capital and those types of things, we also noticed that there were gaps. The one obvious gap is that they have a lot of times, and the individuals have disabilities, are on Social Security disability, so maybe they had to overcome the hurdle of managing that. So we provided benefits planners, specialists who can help them around those issues, so that fear is no longer the reason why they don't explore self-employment. We also provided another gap was maybe some training that they didn't have. Well, the SSIC provides a whole host of classes and opportunities for entrepreneurs to beef up their skills. Well, that was a great fit there as well. Another thing was the lack of funds, and that's a huge one because the lack of funds for individuals who have disabilities. For anybody, it means the success of your business or not. Well, we have what's considered the largest IDA program in the country, which an IDA is Individual Development Accounts, which is a matched savings account where you save $1,000 and it's matched with $1,000 for your business venture. The individuals who have come into Startup New York over the years have been. As I said, people who are just passionate about doing something for themselves. What they say is, as they come in, is that all my life people told me that I couldn't do something. I've had enough people telling me that I can't do this, or the kind of job that I need to have is packing someone's bags, or putting a cog in its slot. Well, I'm an inventor. I'm creative. Nobody wants to entertain my thoughts. Or I've got good hand dexterity. I might not be the best with math, but I can really cook. I'm a great cook. Well, and I deal with people well. So we basically help them to identify what it is they can do, and then what it is they can't do, and how we can provide those supports. For individuals who have disabilities, maybe you were the person who used to work. At an agency for someone else for years and making them good money, but you had a slip and fall and became disabled. Or, for our program for individuals who are considered low income, maybe you were the manager of your company, but you had a life issue that made it so that you no longer have the same, same job potential. So basically your individuals in our Startup New York program and our Prime program are people who have overcome obstacles in their life and who have skills and passions and really want to explore this entrepreneurship thing and we help them to do that. We've had over, as you saw the statistics, we've had over 300 people come through the programs and of that 300, we've had over 75 who actually started an entity. And others who are operating their businesses. So that whole process of discovery has now turned into entrepreneurial awareness, which is the process that we at the SSIC have adopted. Because if it works for individuals who have disabilities, it probably works for individuals who don't have disabilities. Everybody's got to look at their strengths and their weaknesses and the skills that they have and the supports that they need. So with that said, I'm going to pass it to our next stage, because after they identify those strengths and weaknesses and skills and supports they needed, once they start their business, we don't just leave them out there and say, hey, good luck with that. We provide other services, and Margaret runs one of the programs that provides those services.
Hi, my name is Margaret Butler, and I wear multiple hats, but two of them is I'm the facilities manager for the Southside Innovation Center, which means I make sure that everything runs correctly. My desk isn't in a cubicle like some people's. It sits right out in the middle so that when the clients come in, if they have a question, they know they can sit down at the table right there by my desk and we can just talk and work through whatever their problem might be. And sometimes it is just the talk, and as we're talking, then we'll realize that there is an issue. My other hat is I am the director of the Entrepreneurial Assistance Program. And that is the next stage that Aljaba was talking about. So what we do with the Entrepreneurial Assistance Program is we take people through the business plan stage. And once they've gone through the business plan stage, then they move on to opening up their business and then running their business. And we're there through that whole process. There are 24 entrepreneurial assistance programs in the state of New York. We're one of them. This is our third year in the program, and I'm really happy to say that I ran my numbers last night for this year so far, and we've shown an increase of $750,000 in sales this year for our clients, and that was really exciting for me. I have 47 clients in my program, and some of these people sitting here are my clients, obviously. We do the next level program, which Bob touched on a little bit. That's to help people go through their business plan. But it's also, we have some people that are in that program that have already written their business plan because it brings out so many things that they didn't think of as you're going through those 16 sessions. And they're 3-hour sessions, they're long, and they have homework. So we have adults that are now going back to school and doing homework again. It's, We do the minority certification. Governor Cuomo this year made us the gateway for minority certification for people in the state of New York. So if you are going for your minority certification, we help you fill out your paperwork and we fast track it for you so that you can be certified faster. Going back to the entrepreneur, or going back to the Southside Innovation Center, like Bob said, we have 27 offices. Only 21 of them are full at the moment. So if you know anybody that needs an office, we're more than welcome to accept them. For $126.75 a month, you get an all-inclusive office. You walk in, you sit down, your telephone's there, like Bob said, your computer, your furniture, everything is there. You have 24/7 access, and you have 5-day-a-week mentoring. Like I said, if you have a question, we're there. We're there to answer your questions. One of the things that we have, we just found out about this past year, is that we qualify to help people that are on unemployment with SEEP. SEEP is an unemployment program to help people start a business. So you can collect your unemployment and still start a business. You can actually start running a business. You can actually start gaining income from that business while you're on unemployment, as long as you complete a certain amount of training hours, which our next level program and our EAP program make qualify for that assistance. Right now, I'm working with 3 individuals that I'm really excited about. They are starting nonprofits. They're looking to give things back to the community. Not everybody that comes in is looking to make a profit. Some people come in and they just want somebody to help them organize this not-for-profit that they're working on. And we have one that is working with disabled vets, and we have another one that's working with people that have strokes. They both are working with the families, the support systems for the family. So I'm really happy to be working with those ones. And we have a couple of other programs that we're starting this year. You have the flyers on your desk. One is we're going to be doing a coaching clinic in the spring. And it's not just for people that are like us that are helping people start their businesses, but it's for anybody that is in a capacity of helping somebody to explore, you know, even in school, what are your educational options? What are your employment options? So I think that's going to be a great program. It's a 2-day program we're doing in the spring. The other thing that we've now been exploring is to do something to help the youth in the area to start businesses or to explore other options on starting businesses. Not everybody's going to go to college. Some kids are going to go to college, but they know that they don't want to work for somebody else, that they want to have their own business. So we're starting a program that is going to help these youth to find out just exactly what it is to start a business. Because like Aljaba with his program, people come in and they go through entrepreneurial awareness because they know they want to start a business. They've been doing this job all these years, and they just think that they know that they can do it better than what their boss is doing, and it's got to be easy to do this, to run your own business. So they come in, they explore it, and maybe at the end they realize, I have a really great skill at doing what I do. I can run that machine, but you know what? I don't want to be the one that has to worry about the management and everything else that goes with it. So for the people that walk away from our center after they've gone through the process and, no, it's just not for me, you know what? They go back and they're a much better worker because now they respect what's actually going on in the front office and behind those doors. So that's a win for us also. Huh? So that's basically what it is that we do. We help everybody and anybody that walks through the door. You have an idea, you have a dream, you have a passion, walk through the door, ask us, we'll help you explore it. And I guess we're going to move on to our entrepreneurs. And the first one is Benny McDonald, and he's a resident client of our center, and he is a graduate of the EAP program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Benny McDonald. I'm 52 years of age. I spent approximately 23 years in the military, and 14 of those years were active duty. I'm a service-disabled vet. I took a serious injury before Desert Storm 1. I left the military, and I decided that I wanted to work in the public sector. Well, my superiors told me, they said, Sergeant McDonald, you would never be able to adapt to civilian life. They were correct. It's difficult, and the reason why I say it's difficult, because in the military, it's black and white. There's no gray area. But in civilian life, it is so much gray area, and I still have difficulty with it. But more importantly, I was working for a pharmaceutical company here located in Syracuse for approximately 11 years. That was interesting at first, and then it became very, very boring. Then I decided that I was going to pursue my degree in chemical engineering. Well, I excelled in that. I became the vice president of Phi Theta Kappa, I should say. And I was doing good in chemistry, math, biology, and all of that. That became boring. So I had to find something that was going to be appealing. So I went to my VA representative, and they did a psychological examination. I said, I know they're going to come back with something that's going to be top-notch in my career field. They said, well, Sergeant McDonald, your results are that you're going to be a farmer. That's what they said. And I said, a farmer? They said, yeah, you like to work outdoors. So fast forwarding, my company is BMD Snow Removal and Grass Cutting, Inc. So the name speaks for itself. So that's what I like to do. But behind the scenes, in establishing a business, it's very, very critical that you have certain elements lined up to be successful. And I joined the Southside Innovation Center so that they can put me on the street of success. Well, like I said before, I'm very regimental. I like to have this in place. I want this, this, this. Well, they said, well, Benny, you have to have a business plan. So once I started looking into the business plan, I said, well, let me go back to my boring field of pursuing my chemical engineering degree. It was tough putting together a business plan because you have to do all type of market research and find out who your competitors are and what they're doing. Well, I put my business plan together. Bob Hertz put me out there to the wolves, and I took second place in the business plan competition. And I did it with no notes or the technology, is Bob's Apple pad, and you know, the presentation and all that other stuff. I didn't want to do that because what builds confidence among my customers and who's listening to me is that you should know your material. And that's very critical in whatever you do. You have to know your material. And that's what I am doing today. And I do not take it for granted, although that I've been successful. Because due to the fact that I have many certifications, one is that the VA gave me my certification. I've also received my certification from the state of New York, which is my MBE certification, and from the federal government, my DBE certification. So I thought that was going to be pretty easy. Well, they came down, and they actually audited every aspect of my business. Every aspect. And I was really impressed that I was able to do that. Well, you just heard me say I. Well, it wasn't I. It was SSIC. Because without SSIC, I wouldn't be where I am today. Because there was this charismatic gentleman that came in, and he started selling me a bill of goods. So you know there's always one in the crowd. And I tried them. And I said, well, what are you going to do for my business? I'm not going to call out that individual name, Bob Hertz, but Max, what are you going to do for my business? Well, he came out with his vision. You have to have a vision, and he has a vision, and you heard it. And as a result of that, I do over $100,000 a year in contracts, and my contracts are spread out over a five-year period with the federal government. My phone is ringing off the hook. So now I have to go back and do a reassessment because my initial business plan, I've exceeded all those goals. So for me to get back on track, when I redo my business plan, I'm reaching out into different aspects because my certifications, I can reach out to different type of industries where that I'm getting calls from Rochester, from these large construction companies that they wanted to get involved with the project up at VA. Due to the fact that I have my certification, I can get first dibs. So me and this one particular company was getting ready to do it, and I was going to make some decent money, and I said to myself, no. The reason why I said no, because it's not always about the money, because you can grow too fast, and you can grow yourself right out of business. So I had to back up. I had to tell that company, no, I'm not going to do that. Just recently, I went to Bob Hertz. I need to find a top-notch lawyer. Well, he found me one. It's his. And what's great about that is that this particular lawyer deals with what I'm looking for. I'm not going to complain about the cost and things because, like I said, I'm not going to chase the money. The money will find you if you run your business like you're supposed to run your business and treat people accordingly and with respect. I will always do that. And there's more things that I can talk about, but more importantly, we're a team at SSIC. One of the speakers down here on the end, he's great in computers. Well, sometime I may have a computer issue, and I'll go and knock on his door, and I know he's busy, and I engage. I kind of use my tactics. We'd talk about food or something or ping pong, and then I say, well, this is my problem. You know, he kind of, well, okay, Benny, what's the problem? And, you know, I get my assistance. But if he fails, I fail. We have to work together. Some folks, they say, well, you know, I want to see you succeed, but sometime in the back of their mind, they want you to fail. And it's not right. I've worked with El Java due to my disability, and it was great. Once I got my business plan done, I was able to get my $1,000. Now, El Java did a lot of talking, and I'm saying to myself, please hurry up so you can sign off on the paperwork so I can go get my money. But that was part of the deal, too. Miss Margaret, she does things to push my button, and I'll push her button. But she's great. I call her, not the other hat she wears is like security, because she's always at the computer, but she's always looking over her glasses, watching out what's going on. And it's very important that that takes place, because we need to have somebody to look out. And that analogy that I just used, AKA I call her the mother hen, because she has to keep important data that has to go forward to New York State, and you heard that. And I gave her mine at the last minute, which was last night, about 7 o'clock. And the reason why I say 7 o'clock, her job never stops. It's 24/7, although she may get paid for 5 days. And I'd like to say something about Miss Joanne. She is so humble. She's quiet, but she's very knowledgeable about her project. Just because it's called WISE, in fact, it deals a lot with the woman of today. Well, I'm getting in on this because you can't do it by yourself. Like I said, it's a team effort. Well, in saying that, I'm glad to be here. I would love to go on, but other people have to talk. God bless you all, and thank you.
Hi, my name is Linda Erb, and I own OGoodyGoody.com. We sell gift certificates online, and my cards are in the middle of your table. They look like a little present, but they're local gift certificates. We promote buying local online. I love to talk about the Southside Innovation Center, and I can't believe all these things that have just been said are so much a part of what made me a business today. My entrepreneurial journey started 4 years ago. I had enjoyed a 20-year career as a flight attendant for American Airlines. And on a side note, I know for sure everything happens for a reason. With the announcement of the bankruptcy this week, I find myself in this gratitude mode again. I believe our small businesses will help be the foundation of our country's recovery. And I'm thrilled to be a part of this local business community. So back to my story. In 2007, I had a life-changing accident at work. My doctor told me that I was never going to go back to work as a flight attendant. For a while, I didn't believe her. But as a year passed, I knew she was probably right. And that's when my business story started. I knew I had an opportunity to turn my dream of having my own business into reality. And I can't remember where I heard about the Wise Center, but I knew I had to get there and find out what it was all about. My first visit to the Wise Center was in December of 2007, 3 months after my accident. All I had with me on that day was a dream for a website that sold local gift certificates, and I told my dream to one of the business advisors there, Connie Gregory. We met twice, and then I attended something that really changed my life. It was the WISE Symposium Conference in 2008. That conference is an event for people considering starting a business and as well as for business owners interested in growing their businesses. It's a very motivational event. They've had speakers from everyone who owns Build-A-Bear to MAC Cosmetics to fashion model agency. After that event, I met Michelle Rowling, who was on the board at the Wise Center, and she sat down with me and we just had a very personal conversation. She knew my disability would be a really good match for the Startup New York program. And as you heard, Startup New York specializes in helping people start businesses that have a disability. And I now have a disability with a concussion and neck and back injuries. Well, once I got into that program, Startup New York, I was on a fast track, and there was no time for my head to even spin. I was given another business advisor, and that was El Java. He met with me monthly for a year, and our conversations always went like this. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And what do you need? Anything. What do you need? That's the discovery process that he was talking about. He overcame every single obstacle in my path. There wasn't one thing that I couldn't mention that he didn't overcome. The Southside Innovation Center became my college of learning. I attended every single class offered for the next year and a half, and some of them I took four times, like the accounting classes. Just not my forte. I took classes in marketing, financial literacy, computer skills, of course there's the dreaded accounting, and networking, and even Toastmasters came in and taught a class. But my favorite class, and this has a little bit to do with the personality of the Wise Center, my favorite class was the Geek Spa. And it taught 50-year-olds like me how to use a smartphone, which I didn't even have one. I still had a flip phone. And it offered massages during the class. Now, I can relate to that. I was so stressed out, someone had to massage my neck and shoulders. Today, I can process every single order that I receive online, on my cell phone, on my iPhone. And if it hadn't been for that class pushing me into, you know, what I needed to do for my business, I wouldn't be able to do that. Every one of these classes was integral to my success. El Java recognized the need for help with my business plan. He set me up with a business counselor at the Small Business Development Center. And it was Nancy Ansteth. She's an expert. She really kicks your butt into action on your business plan. She walks you through every step, and I couldn't have done it without her. That was a mountain that just seemed like I couldn't climb. Because I had finished my business plan, I received what they talked about as the IDA grant, which for a small business just starting up from scratch was something big. if you put $1,000 into this account at the Cooperative Federal Credit Union, they match $1,000. And that doesn't seem like a whole lot in the whole scheme of large businesses and small businesses, but it's enough incentive to get you really motivated to go forward. But that's not the end of the funding that I qualified for at the Southside Innovation Center. I received a scholarship to attend the SU Entrepreneurs Boot Camp. And I don't know if you have heard about this program, but the boot camp was exactly what I needed at the exact right time. The program spoke to me as a new entrepreneur starting a business, and then I was seated next to an established businessman who was there to move his business to the next level. I came away from every single Saturday morning, four-hour Saturday morning session for 6 weeks. I had really invigorating emotions. For the first time, I was really proud of what I had just done so far, and at that point, I hadn't even applied for my business license. But I was impatient. I had that emotion. I was enthusiastic, and I was filled with excitement. And those things still are with me today, and that was the first time I felt them. Through these programs, I've received the help of two Syracuse University attorneys. They wrote every single contract I have at ogoodygoody.com with my merchants and my customers, and they even secured my trademark. I feel like the Ginsu knives. I'm like, but wait, there's more. Another program provided me with 15 paid hours, which Margaret was talking about, from the EIP program, from professionals in the community that want to work with startup businesses. And that's where I found my business attorney. He's now the overseer of everything legal at ogoodygoody.com. Well, how could it get any better than this? I've had all this help. Well, this year, Mirza Tihik sent me a Syracuse University intern, and we all need young people in our lives. She's young, she's excited, she has a lot of knowledge that I didn't have. And they sent her to me through the DNLO internship program. At that point, I really needed some help with my business, and I couldn't afford it. Well, Syracuse University pays 40% of her salary, and I pay the other 60%. She's really becoming a necessity to me. So in January, I'll be able to hire her as the first ever employee at ogoodygoody.com. I'm very excited about that. And as you can see, I'm surrounded by a huge network of support. And these people have become my community. They've given me knowledge. And they've provided me with the most exciting part of my life and rewarding part of my life. You know, being a flight attendant was exciting and rewarding. But being an entrepreneur is a whole different ballgame. It's just it's an amazing journey. They've made me a much wiser woman, and they've enabled me to live out my dream. I'm grateful to all of you guys, and I'm really grateful that you all came out to hear about the Southside Innovation Center, and I just appreciate your support and the community, and I love being a part of this business community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tyson Kelly. I'm 30 years old. I went to Syracuse University, graduated in 2003. I went to it's called the iSchool now. I specialized in, after graduation, I specialized in user interface design and user experience, which just basically what people do when they're navigating through a website or a piece of software, and what makes them happy, what makes them mad, especially. What I do, I chose this because I get to design and I get to program. It's a good mix of kind of creativity of the right brain and the analytical side of the left brain. After graduation, I started with a company in Syracuse, and I was just amazed that this guy could run a company on his own. So I'm thinking, I can do this, you know, if this guy can do it. I worked with another couple companies after that on government projects in the U.S. Navy, the FAA. In 2008, I had been doing some projects on the side since college. And in 2008, I had too many side projects to keep working full-time. So I basically went off on my own. I grew by about 10 or 20% every year, which is pretty good. And about February of 2010, I was working 10 to 12 hours a day, and I couldn't grow. I'd plateaued. And I was making about $55,000 a year, which isn't bad, but I couldn't grow, and I was going crazy at this point. You know, I didn't have time to get my books reconciled correctly and get my, any legal issue, trademarking things. And so I basically, that's where the SSIC came in. Today, I've incorporated two companies. I have all my taxes caught up. Everything's tight. My accounting is reconciled monthly. I can tell you what I made last week, last month, last year in just a minute by running a report, which is nice. It's rather than shuffling through receipts and spreadsheets. Also, I have planning set up, so I know where I'm going to go for the next couple of years. My cash flow, the P&L. Also, I received some great marketing help, and I have three employees now. I have two full-timers and one part-timer. And I'm going to need another salesman shortly. I'm on track for about $250,000 this year, keeping relatively low overhead. And it's tough to actually make projections for us, because every time we make a projection, we just keep blasting through it. If I can keep my hair, I think it's going to continue to grow at that pace. We just about double every single quarter since I've joined the SSIC. I can attribute a lot of this to the center, and I would say about 80% of it to the center. We now have about 4 to 6 new clients every month. The average project size has increased from 1,200 per website or software to 3,100. We have over 60 live websites, 160 clients from engineering firms, real estate firms, medical industry, nonprofits. We just met with the Rescue Mission last week. Human rights, literacy, education, nonprofits. Medical services, and you can see where I'm going. We just recently worked with a company. I just wanted to give you an example of one of the things that's helped. Matt Cummings is a local entrepreneur. He runs Terrakeet, and he's extremely successful. They just did, recently they worked on Obama's campaign, and before that, Hillary's. And Matt said, you need to save people money and make people money, and that's kind of our core goals. This year we worked with JADEC Tech. They do barcodes, the little, you're seeing them on the ads now. You can scan them with your phone and then it brings up a website. They do those and they do the handheld ones. We reduced their their online marketing campaign from $5,000 a month to zero. And this October they actually had more European leads through their website than they ever had. I won't keep you too long. I know everyone's trying to get out. So I just want to say the other thing is the SSIC, the main, beyond just being a hard worker or being great at what you do, you can only get so far growing a business. Because even though I'm a great web developer or web software developer, I don't have time to learn the taxes, how to file correctly and how to, how to keep my books in track and where this should go and which account this should go. And that's where the SSIC was huge. Legal assistance, accounting, financial, business counseling and coaching especially, that's huge. To have someone kind of saying, this is where you need to plan. This is where you need to go. Keep, how have you been doing? Checking in with you, it's been huge. HR and staffing, I have no idea how to manage people when I started. And that's something you definitely want to learn if you're going to run a business. Marketing, we didn't need a lot of web help, but we did receive some print help. Efficiency training, time management, all very helpful things. And I just want to thank you all for all your help. So.
Thank you. Thank you all. I know we have a lot of questions if you can hang around for a few minutes, but otherwise, thanks, Bob, for putting together the panel.